The following podcast may contain mature themes and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the No Fear Project podcast. I'm your host, Pete D'Amico. The COVID-19 pandemic is the catalyst to the dumpster fire we call 2020, and fear is playing a starring role. I came across an article in a study from the University of Arkansas that puts a spotlight on fear and its impact. The study occurred the last week of March 2020, with 10,368 adults responding. The goal was to understand the psychological and sociological effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The first results were published in the journal Anxiety and Depression. You know, that uplifting medical journal we all subscribe to. Anyway, the results are extremely important. According to Kevin Fitzpatrick, a professor of sociology at the University of Arkansas and lead author of the study, fear connects the dots to a myriad of potential mental health issues. To quote Fitzpatrick, fear is a pretty consistent predictor. What we found is that fear, coupled with a range of social vulnerabilities, consistently and significantly predict a range of mental health outcomes. Fitzpatrick goes on to connect this to the pandemic, saying, additionally, as originally hypothesized, it appears as though individual fear is higher in those places where there is a higher concentration of confirmed COVID-19 cases and/or a higher death rate. And it only got worse from there. The average of the respondents, the average, scored high enough to show depression was at a clinically significant level, with a third of people well over that benchmark. The researchers published additional aspects of the study in the journals Suicide and Life-Threatening Behavior and Psychological Trauma. I don't recommend reading these on a regular basis. There they found that 15% of respondents are at high risk for suicide, and that Blacks, Indigenous people, Hispanics, families with children, younger people, and unmarried respondents scored highest for suicidal risk. Finally, the average fear score on a scale from 1 to 10 was 7. Higher scores were directly related to the highest concentration of cases, along with the aforementioned vulnerable populations. I was blown away by what I was reading. Yes, this study was fairly early on in the pandemic, but it shows that fear was the common factor for a host of mental health issues. I cannot believe fear behaves much differently at other times. It is only amplified right now. And those issues, they don't magically disappear because time has gone by. There is a strong potential that these mental health illnesses, left unchecked, have magnified since the study was concluded. I've been vocal about the mental health pandemic that's coming because of the COVID-19 crisis. This study gives us data to show we have cause for concern. So, what do we do about it? First, we need to be open about our issues. We need to confront our fears. This is the first step in defeating the stigma of mental illness. Depression is serious, and it isn't contagious. Depression doesn't make you less of a person. The next time you want to post a meme about happiness being a choice, please don't. It is not a choice for everyone. Be kind. Second, if you see someone struggling, please offer an ear, not advice. Simply listen. The act of sharing can help people process. If you offer anything, offer questions. For example, I will ask someone if they have talked to a professional and let them know that I have because it permits them to seek help. Mostly, we need to lend an ear and offer encouragement. Finally, if you think someone is in danger, like they are suicidal, offer support, including the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255. Put that number in your phone. Put the National Suicide Prevention Hotline right in your phone. Again, it's 800-273-8255. Be there for people. Listen. Offer encouragement. remove them from any danger, and take it seriously. Look, this may have been a tough episode to listen to. I know it was difficult for me to decide to put it out there. The fact is, we are living in an unprecedented time in modern history. We are connected more than ever in a virtual environment. That can be great to find resources, and awful because of misinformation and trolling. Ignoring fear is dangerous. Ignoring anxiety and depression is more dangerous. Suicide is on the rise. We must help people confront fear and find help. We need to defeat the stigma of mental illness. We know fear is a problem, if not the problem. Our community, the No Fear Project, is here to help identify fear, accept it, and encourage everyone to cope with it. Let's spot and contain fear before it leads to something much worse. We are in this together. Okay, let's wrap up this episode. I want to thank our patrons, especially our producers, the Endurance for Everyone podcast, the Money, Motivation, and Motherhood podcast, and Dave Sylvia. Your continued support is amazing. I'd also like to thank Silver Fox Athletics for their ongoing sponsorship of the show. And as always, remember, the way forward is together. The time to conquer is now.
Thank you for listening to the No Fear Project. Original music is from Josh and Dean. Join us on social media by searching the No Fear Project on Facebook and Instagram. Check out thenofearproject.com for more information, including in-person presentations on fear customized for your organization. The No Fear Project is committed to helping those with mental illness get help and to defeating the stigma. If you have any thoughts of harming yourself or suicide, please contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline for help now at 800-273-8255. Remember, you are not alone. The No Fear Project is a production of Paragon Media, all rights reserved.